This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia says it will try to recover pieces of a U.S. surveillance drone that went down yesterday in the Black Sea after an encounter with a Russian fighter jet, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
U.S. forces brought down the drone after saying a Russian jet hit and damaged the MQ-9's propeller.
Russia does not have the drone.
Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder yesterday. This morning, a Russian security official says Moscow will look for the drone's debris. Here in Washington, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told CNN the drone has not been recovered, and the U.S. already took steps to minimize efforts by other nations to exploit the drone's content. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says he spoke to his Russian counterpart about the destruction of the U.S. drone over the Black Sea, which has brought the two countries closest to direct conflict since Moscow's invasion of Ukraine a year ago.
And the United States will continue to fly and to operate wherever international law allows. And it is incumbent upon Russia to operate its military aircraft in a safe and professional manner.
Austin's call with Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu on Wednesday was the first in 5 months, underscoring the seriousness of the encounter over the Black Sea. Pakistani police have paused efforts to arrest former Prime Minister Imran Khan on graft charges after clashes continued for a second day outside his home in the eastern city of Lahore. More than 100 officers and Khan supporters were reported injured. Khan is charged with illegally selling state gifts he had received while premier and concealing assets. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. In the areas of southern Africa worst hit by Tropical Cyclone Freddy, people are trying to piece their lives back together. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
On Wednesday, authorities said the death toll from what is one of the longest-lasting and strongest storms ever recorded in the southern hemisphere had risen above 270. The majority of the deaths are in Malawi. Others have been recorded since Freddy first made landfall in February in Mozambique and Madagascar. The storm tore through southern Africa for the second time at the weekend, and heavy rain persisted on Wednesday. Many around Blantyre have been killed in mudslides.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Syria's rebel-controlled Idlib province, hit hard by February's quakes, is looking to rebuild its shattered education infrastructure. Repairing and replacing destroyed schools is only part of the problem, with many children traumatized. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Many school children are now living in tent camps after their homes were destroyed. Some are just too frightened to return to school. Heba Assad says her children enjoyed school before the quake. Now she worries whether her children will be able to go back. She says because of the earthquake, children became hysterical with fear. International support is helping to set up tent schools, which are not only cheap and quick to erect, but also offer a psychologically safe environment for the children. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Firefighters and fellow miners battled Wednesday to save 10 workers trapped in a coal mine in central Colombia after an explosion killed at least 11. The blast happened when accumulated gases in the mine were ignited by a spark from a worker's tool late Tuesday, an official told Blue Radio. President Gustavo Petro called it an unfortunate tragedy in a Twitter message. Gang members torched cars, shot at public buildings, and sowed terror Wednesday in a wave of pre-dawn attacks on numerous cities in northeastern Brazil that has now lasted 2 nights, authorities said. Officials said the attacks in the state of Rio Grande do Norte, which began late Monday, were retaliation for new prison regulations cracking down on organized criminal gangs' operations within the penal system. Around 20 cities were hit in the first night of violence, and at least 6 in the second, including the state capital, Natal. At least 2 suspects were killed in clashes with police, according to news website G1. 2 other people were wounded and 30 arrested, it said. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.